Does an easygoing afternoon of grassroots tunes and creativity sound good to you? If so, consider the upcoming Old Time Jam at the Point Artist Run Center, Park. Catherine Fawcett and Andrea Purton of Cricket and Claw will roll up on June 2nd and, alongside Josh Plouffe, facilitate an event that is part concert, part jam session. Those in the community are welcome to stop by, watch and tap their toes, but beginner and expert musicians are equally welcome to bring their instruments and join the party. These old-time fiddle tunes are really accessible to anybody, comments Park Artistic Director Stephen Vogler. You have lots of time to learn and it's very casual. We've done them inside, sitting on the back porch or the lakeshore, and it's just a nice, nice groove. According to Fawcett, old-time music, in this context, is a precursor to many genres such as bluegrass, country, and western swing. Old time is itself derived from a range of European folk dance tunes, the jig, reel, breakdown, schottische, waltz, two-step and polka, plus certain music from Africa and the rural deep south of the United States. Unlike more traditional bluegrass jams, there are no breaks. Musicians don't go around the circle, waiting for each other to take solo turns. Instead, everyone plays together until everyone picks up the tune, or until people's fingers start falling off. Whichever comes first. Lyrics are sometimes present and often fanciful when they are, while motifs and harmonies are clear and repetitive. Singing along is optional. For musicians, playing old time is lots of fun. It's a great way to develop your ear training and move your fingers, says Fawcett. In old time, the fiddle or mandolin, often called the melody instruments, are usually accompanied by banjo, guitar, upright bass or others. Despite these other instruments, the pieces are generally called fiddle tunes, and the fiddler calls the shots. You might get hooked. Fawcett, known as Cricket, and Purton aka Claw, met 6 years ago at the Nimble Fingers Old Time and Bluegrass Music Camp. They've played together almost every week since, from rehearsals and nights out busking to gigs at weddings and farmers markets. The ladies encountered Plouffe at last summer's iteration of the Old Time Jam. Plouffe first got into music by way of the guitar, but picked up fiddling at age 29 and is also a skilled gospel and country singer. I've had a lot of influence from many fiddlers, dancers, callers, and organizers over the years from all over North America, and I can't thank the old-time community enough for bringing music and dance into my life, says Plouffe. Fawcett elaborates that, while a fiddle is essentially a violin played a specific way, old-time music diverges from its classical counterpart the way road biking differs from mountain biking or downhill splits off from cross-country skiing. It's a brand new kettle of fish in many ways, but a worthwhile one to learn. As a member of the Sea to Sky Orchestra and a violin teacher at the Squamish and Whistler Waldorf schools, I belong to both worlds and I strongly encourage all classically trained violinists to give this fun style a go, Fawcett says. Letting go of sheet music and playing in a quick, relaxed style with instruments you don't usually collaborate with can be quite liberating. You might get hooked. Adds Vogler. One of the best ways to learn and become a better musician is to sit in with others who have been doing it longer and are more skilled. It's really all about the participation and there's nothing quite like making music, as part of a group. The next Old Time Jam runs on Sunday, June 2nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at thepointartists.com/events/old-time-jam-c8hell.